Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. You hear me say this all the time, but we really do. We have a very good show planned for you tonight. I am so excited about tonight's show that I have been waiting a week for this show. Actually, more than that, because the shows come every week, but this particular show is a very special show because this particular show has impacted so many people. And so I can assure you that, listening to tonight's broadcast will actually make you want to think before you leap into something that perhaps you have not given consideration to. So I want you to take particular stock in that as you listen to tonight's broadcast. We have a very special featured guest who happens to be returning to us. She was on the show recently, perhaps within the last 4 weeks. And by popular demand, we've asked her to come back, and she has agreed to do that. Let me tell you, I'm just excited, knowing that she's going to be with us tonight. Along with my co-host, Joshua Jackson, who will be joining us momentarily as well. I trust that you all had a great day and that you're looking forward to the show as much as I am. You can also go into our archives, drjesswalker.com, and plug into some of our broadcasts. I think you'll enjoy the various topics that you get an opportunity to listen to. So without further delay, I want to go ahead and bring in my featured guest for the evening. You will not want to miss this show. And as a matter of fact, you can hear the show in its entirety 20 minutes after the broadcast. You'll be able to listen to the show without any type of interruption. And I think you'll enjoy it. I really do. Our featured guest this evening brings a lot of energy. And I think that you want to, enjoy that energy. She brings a wealth of knowledge. I'm just impressed every time I hear her open her mouth. And so without further delay, let's go ahead and bring in my featured guest for the evening, Ms. Tanya Burke. Ms. Burke, welcome to the show this evening. It's nice to have you on the air.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be back. Hello, Joshua.
Okay, he hasn't checked in as yet, and we're waiting for him.
I can't wait to talk to Joshua.
I know.
I am so excited. I am pumped.
He does. He also brings a lot of energy to the show, as you do, of course. And let me tell you, when you've been on, we have had an exciting time, and of course, we're looking forward to additional excitement tonight, especially with this topic. And as you know, the hour goes so fast that it does. If you don't catch it, it's gone.
It does. You're right. You're so right. I think we're going to learn a lot tonight.
I think we are, too. So I say to my listening audience all over that you can listen to the show in its entirety 20 minutes after we broadcast the show. So Stay tuned for that. Ms. Berg, tell us, our listening audience a little bit about yourself so that they'll know who you are and what you do and how you do it, whatever you want to share with our listening audience for those that may be new on the air this evening and listening to you as first-time listeners.
Okay, well, I am the mother of one. I have three stepchildren. I have four grandchildren, three from my stepdaughter and one from my biological daughter. I am married to my husband, whom I love very much, Mr. Kevin Burke, and I am a finance rep for the Jackson Hospital here in South Florida. But I am very excited that you decided to do this show, because I think that people do need to realize, like you stated earlier, is that you really, I mean, I think there's no way for you to know everything about a person, but you need to prepare yourself and ask the necessary questions before you do leave, because a blended family is a great thing. I love my extended family, but there also are challenges, and we need to be able to be honest with each other in order for us to face it and to make it work.
All right, and I agree with you. I think that that becomes so, so vitally important that we do be honest with each other. And that's the problem that a lot of people have difficulty with, Ms. Burke, and that is actually being honest, because honesty seems to last for a short span of time during that dating process. And then after that, after the novelty seems to wear off with the relationship, then people, the real person tends to come out. So that is
right.
A problem when you talk about the honesty. And so you will really want to engage in tonight's broadcast and listen attentively, because I didn't even know that our featured guest this evening, that tonight's topic related to her. And tonight's topic is, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? Tonight's topic, once again, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationships? And just before I do that, I want to make a disclaimer that this show is not intended for the purposes of providing legal advice or psychology advice or counseling advice. The information that presented throughout, whether it's from this host or my featured guest or my co-host, the opinions are merely those of myself, my featured guest, my co-host, or my callers, and it should not be perceived as legal advice or counseling advice. The information that's presented throughout is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. If you are seeking legal advice or counseling advice, then we encourage you to seek out the appropriate licensed, credentialed agency or individual or professional service. Having said that, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? And Ms. Burke, I want to jump the gun right quick, and I just want to throw my little 2 cents out there, and I'm going to say a blatant yes with a dozen exclamation marks. Stepchildren could cause problems in a marriage or relationship, and I'm going to put it there, and then tonight's broadcast we're going to discuss this, and of course, I can also come back and say that depends. I can also come back and say it's if the parent, the biological parent, allows it. And so there's a number of variables that come into play when we talk about could, and that's why we use the word could. We selected this word very carefully and cautiously. Could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? And emphatically, I want to say yes with a dozen exclamation marks, and then I also can say it depends. And then I can also say it's if the biological parent allows it to cause problems in their marriage or relationship. All right, so let's hear from you. Give me your synopsis on this, and then we welcome your comments and questions, and we also welcome you pressing 1 if you want to speak to the host or my featured guest.
Personally, for me, I agree with you with exclamation marks points at the end. And I also think that for me, the bottom line is everything you said, I agree with, because it really is imperative that the biological parent stays present in the conversation as it relates to the stepchild and not to just leave everything up to the person that you're married to, because that causes issues. And one of the biggest things that I've learned is about honesty. You have to be honest about what you're feeling when you're feeling it. You cannot allow things to build up, because once they start to build up, the situation tends to get worse, and it doesn't have to necessarily go that far. And it is a challenge. It's not that you don't love them, but it is definitely a challenge.
Okay. Now, you know, and you can stop me at any point in time and say, you know what, I pass on that question. We're going to get to tonight's story momentarily, and you can stop me at any point in time. How long have you been married, Mrs. Burke?
This August will be 9 years.
9 years? Okay.
Nine years.
And has it, in your experience, has there been a conflict in your marriage? Has there been a conflict with your stepchildren at all?
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Okay. All right. What do you have? Boys or girls, or what do you have?
I have two stepdaughters, and I have a stepson. And then
right.
there's
and
my biological
like
daughter.
Teenagers or what? Are they like teenagers or what?
Adults.
Oh, they're adults. Okay. But when you
adults. But when my stepson
husband.
Came into my life, he was a minor though. My stepson was a minor when he came
okay.
into my life at first. But my and then my stepdaughter, she was, you know, an adult, like her late 20s.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, if you don't mind, and of course you can take a pass on it at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a time when you considered that this isn't going to work while you were either dating the man that you're married to now or while, you know, you all, since you've been married? Was there a time when you say, you know what, because these kids, his children, are getting in the way?
Well, you know what? When my kids came into my life.
Now, we're looking for honesty, Mrs. Burke, and I know you're able to give us that, right?
Yeah. My thing is, when my stepkids came into my life, I never thought that we would be in a position that we found ourselves in. But I don't think I've ever gotten to a place where I felt like this is not, like my marriage wasn't going to work. I never got to that place where I thought my marriage wasn't going to work, because I knew that my husband loved me and that I loved him. So no, we never got to that point, but there were still challenges there. You know, there was some anger there. There was some discord there. And it was not always nice. And when I found out that this was the show that we were doing, I was grateful. And I said, wow, this is amazing, because I learned from the things that happened with my stepchildren. I don't even like to use the word step, but for the purpose of the show, I know that's what we're doing and what we're talking about. But one of the things that I learned mostly about myself during that time was that I should have been that person that whatever I was feeling at the time, I should have been more open, and I should have talked to my husband a lot quicker or sooner rather than later, instead of letting things get to that, what I call that build-up point. Because when you get to that build-up point, you don't think clearly. You end up saying things that you can't take back. And so for that, that was the lesson that I learned, is that you can't allow yourself to get to the point where things begin to build up so badly that, to me, it causes more harm than good.
All right. We're going to go to the story in about 2 minutes. Now, I want you to keep in mind, Ms. Burke, if you would, please, that you got a listening audience all around the world, and oftentimes people are contemplating getting married to people who already have children that are likely to be living with them when they do get married. So your responses tonight is not considered counseling or advice as a therapist, but it's just giving your opinions on things to give people clearly something to think about, because I hear you saying in your presentation here that you wish you had talked to your husband a little bit more about some of these things. And what you say tonight on the air could possibly give someone, not just someone, but a million people or more, something to seriously think about when it comes to moving in together as husband and wife, or even living together
right.
as partners. And, you know, they've got these children, because so many relationships have broken up because of the children, that those stepchildren being involved. And it's because, and a lot of it has to do with that parent of supporting their children in their wrong. Give me your take on that before we move to the story.
I agree with you. I think you have to be honest with your children. You can't let your, you cannot let children, whether they are minors or adults, come in and dictate your relationship with your spouse. You can't do that. There has to be boundaries, and those boundaries need to be talked about, especially if you're talking about them moving into your house.
Right.
Especially if you're talking about them moving to your house, especially if it's like, if you're like the wife and it's between, like, say you have a stepdaughter, but she's an adult. There
mm-hmm.
has to be boundaries, because she has her way of doing things. Then your wife has her way of doing things. They're going to clash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you
I
have
know
to be
exactly
able to set boundaries. I don't think because
mm-hmm.
that's your child, that your child has the right to come into my house and dictate what I do and how I do it.
Right.
That's disrespectful.
Absolutely.
So
but if the,
so
father, if the father is not saying anything, that silence seems to be supporting his child in their wrong, and their disrespect of you. And what did you say? What was your comment? That's wrong?
That's wrong, absolutely, because you know what? It's the same as if you was having your own children. You I don't think it's a good idea. Because you know kids, Dr. Walker, they're
right.
going to
right.
play the parents against each other.
Always.
That's what they're going to do, always. So, you know, you have to have a plan of action. I'm ex-military, so I'm always thinking a plan of attack. That's what I see in front of me. And you need to have a conversation. Your spouse, the husband and the wife need to have a conversation and say, you know what, this is how we're going to deal with, you know, this, and this. That's what needs to happen. You can't just go into something without a plan, you know?
Right. Now, let's take a moment, and we're going to go to tonight's broadcast. Now, this is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. I sort of pre-warn you that tonight's topic is, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? Tonight's characters are Tom, Ursula, and Ursula's three teenage children. Ursula, Tom, and Ursula's three teenage children. Now, for Tom and Ursula, this is their second marriage. Tom has two adult children from his first marriage that do not live with them. From her first marriage, Ursula has two sons, ages 14 and 16, and a 17-year-old daughter. All the children are still living at home with their mother and new stepfather. So, in other words, Ursula's kids are living at home, the 14-year-old, the 16-year-old, which are the two sons, and the 17-year-old daughter. Tom and Ursula have now been married for 8 months and are already on the verge of divorce after dating for a year and a half. They dated for a year and a half because they met online. There is no doubt they are madly in love with each other. In fact, their relationship is not the problem. The problem is Ursula's children, yes, all three of them. The boys do not have any respect for Tom and are extremely rude to not only Tom, but they're rude to their mother. When Tom tries to discipline them in a friendly manner, they constantly remind him that he's not their father, and they both do it in a rude fashion. Now, Ursula appears to always take their side and leave Tom out in the cold. Now, the daughter is equally as rude to her mother as well as Tom. It is now at the point that Tom is not happy in the marriage because Ursula does not support him when it comes to trying to help him in disciplining the children. Now, this should not be a surprise to Tom because, actually, he saw all of the signs of rudeness in her children when he was dating Ursula. Now that they are all living in the same house, the rudeness has intensified. Ursula does not want Tom to leave because of her love for him, and counseling for the entire family has not helped them in any way for the last 3 months. Tom recently moved out, and Ursula is trying very much to keep their marriage alive by keeping in touch with him from his new apartment, but knows that she can't just abandon her children. And tonight's question that we start out with, what we start out with, Mrs. Bird, for you is this problem Tom's own fault? Is it his fault?
Lord, poor Tom. You know what, Dr. Walker? I'm going to have to say yes, because in this scenario, Tom saw all of this prior to him marrying Ursula. He saw this, and remember, let's go back to what I said earlier, and I said about having a plan. These are conversations that Tom and Ursula should have had about when it comes to discipline the children and, you know, communicating with the kids. This is something
right.
they should have talked about. I don't think that he should have went into the marriage knowing what he knew, and then you married her anyway, because he saw what she was doing before he married her. Why would you do that? Why would you
love Mrs. Burke? People fall in love, seems to blind everybody.
Listen, you need to have you. He can love her, but he needs to also have some wisdom and some knowledge in his decision making. Nobody said not to love her. Part of loving someone sometimes is being able to say no or I'm not ready.
Okay, Ms. Burke, let
That's
me stop you just for a second there. Remember you said earlier, and you put it out there, and remember you can take a pass on it at any point in time. You say there are things that because you were getting into a relationship where there were stepchildren that wanted to be involved, you said earlier that the things that you wish you had talked to your husband about. So Tom got into this situation knowing that it's like, you know what, things could possibly change. What if Ursula possibly told him, listen, let's just say if they did have that conversation, she said, look, I'm going to support you. You become the disciplinarian. And you know that's the part about honesty. People don't be honest when they come together.
Right.
They just don't. That novelty has worn off.
Okay. Let's go back. Let's revisit what I said. And I remember what I said, but here's what I meant.
Okay.
When things were happening as far as I was concerned with my stepchildren, I'm talking about things that were happening while in a relationship, not before we got married, because everything was fine. Nothing happened. This situation that came up while I was in my feelings about certain things, I wish at that point I had pulled my husband to the side and had a conversation and told him what I was feeling and what I was dealing with, and I didn't do that. Nothing was wrong with my stepkids at the beginning. There was no problem. In Tom's case, and I say that to say this, the difference between Tom and myself, Tom saw this going in. I did not. These things didn't happen to me until I got into being married, until like maybe after a couple of years of being married. So Tom had a window. He already had a pre-show, is what I'll call it. He already saw what the potential was because he was in it already. So at that point, he already knew what he was getting himself into, and he should have been asking more questions and trying to derive at some type of plan to say, you know what if I can't do this? I don't think there's anything wrong with being able to be honest with yourself and say, you know what, maybe this might be a little bit too much. And because he didn't do that, it's why he's in the position that he's in right now.
Absolutely. But, Mrs. Burke, we all know that when that heart is leading out front, you know, that with that heart, that emotion takes over the logic. And then we think that, you know what, I can fix this. The kids are rude now, but maybe when I get in that house, I can fix that. And you and I both know that doesn't work. We can't fix nobody.
No.
You know, we have a difficult time trying to fix ourselves sometimes because we're still going through developmental stages. We're going to pause a second. We're going to take some of the phone calls that have come in. But first, let's go to our co-host, Joshua Jackson. Joshua, welcome to the show this evening. You're on the air live.
How you doing, Dr. Walker? It feels good to be on the show. I'm sorry, you guys, you had to start without me. I had a little technical difficulties, but I'm glad to be on air.
We're great to have you, and we've got Mrs. Burke again. You know, she's backed by popular demand. The world wanted her, and here we have her again tonight.
How you doing, Ms. Burke?
Hi, Joshua.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I missed you guys. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you made it.
All right. Tonight we're talking about, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? We're going to take a phone call now. We're going to go to Bob all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Bob, welcome to the show this evening. Thank you, Dr. Walker. All right, Bob, tell us, what do you think about this scenario? I mean, this is a man that's in love. There's no doubt about that. I mean, here he is. He just, you know, this man had to do what he had to do. I mean, he's in love with the woman. You know, I think he did what any man would have done, just going on and married the woman, not realizing that the problems were going to be as big as they were. What do you think of this, Bob?
Well, I think in any marriage, there's no perfect marriage, and so you have to go into marriage, you know, with the hope that, you know, the plan that the divorce is not an option. If both of you come to the cross with that divorce is not an option, you're going to work, not at 50-50, but 100-100%. It can work. It's hard, but you have to hang in there and persevere, you know. Many times you have to take your spouse out sometimes, and both of you have a one-on-one, heart-to-heart talk, sit, you know, at dinner and, you know, break down, let each person know that what is going on and what you can't tolerate and so forth. And you can, you know, make it work.
Yes, I agree with you, Bob. I think that you have to have that heart-to-heart talk, and that becomes the important thing. You know, but in that heart-to-heart talk, and Mrs. Burke, I'm sure you'll agree with this, that's where that honesty comes in. Now, Mrs. Burke, I believe that Ursula wanted Tom so much that she felt perhaps that, you know what, let me get him in the house. Let me get married to him. And then people tend to change once they start living together as husband and wife. Wouldn't you agree? And why is that?
First of all, I don't know. I'm having an issue with it because I understand that Ursula probably really, you know, genuinely loves Tom. I won't doubt her sincerity. But she took him to be her husband. And her taking the kid's side, I mean, I think both of them need to take some responsibility for what happened in this scenario and in their marriage. Because Ursula, let me tell you, if those kids are disrespectful to her, she's going to have a very difficult time trying to get them to respect Tom. She needs to take more ownership of that. And that's all I'm simply saying. I mean, I agree with Mr. Bob that it takes work. And I get that. It does take work. But don't you think that they should have had this conversation at the beginning, though? Taking her out to dinner, having a conversation, saying, you know, I don't like the way that her 17-year-old daughter talks. I don't like the way your 17-year-old daughter talks to you. You know, I love you. I don't like to see her disrespect you like that. You know, have a broached conversation like that. That should have been happening before they got married. I'm not saying that the marriage can't work. But it would have made it a little bit more easier if you had sat down and had these conversations prior to and trying to figure out, how, you know, what is that we can do to deal with it.
All right, now, Ms. Burke, we got to keep it for real. Mrs. Burke, come on now. You're telling me
that's not keeping it real.
I hear what Bob is saying, too. I hear what you all are saying. But you're telling me that he sits down and he has this conversation with her, and then I don't like the way your kids are talking to you. When somebody starts talking about your kids, you become offensive. It becomes almost offensive language. And then you start to wonder, you know, like, why is he saying this here? And you become upset because this is the person that you're about to marry to, and all of a sudden now they're talking about your kids almost as if there's a bias or prejudice going into that marriage. Now, you don't tell me that person's going to come on the defense? Think about that, Ms. Burke, and we're going to go back to Bob just for a second, and we're going to take some of the other callers in a moment and some of the comments that are coming into the studio. Let me just ask this question to Bob. Bob, would you actually, Bob, and we got to keep it real here, Bob, would you actually live in the house with the woman that you desperately love and the children are absolutely rude to you? Come on, Bob.
Well, just like the lady said before, there have to be some boundaries set. And
thank you,
if you
Bob.
Love that, if you love that person, you know, love is long-suffering and persevering and all that sort of stuff. If you know the true meaning of love, you're not going to give up on a relationship that easy because of some children. They got to go one day, you know? And they're at the age, you know, they will be soon leaving the home. It's going, as a woman, most women don't want to be alone, you know? And so if both of you could come to some compromise, you know, you could let it work. Let those children know that, look, this is my husband. Before too long, you guys will be gone, and I'm going to protect my marriage. And for having that conversation with the children, they'll get the message. You see, they'll get the message. But if you don't set that down in front of them, just go, don't go behind closed door and do it. You call a family meeting, and every time something happens, you call a family meeting and you deal with it right there, both of you. It will work. I've been through it 32 years now, and I know it works.
I agree
Thank you for that, Bob. You know what? He's given me some insight on this, and so have you, Mrs. Burke. We're going to get a different perspective. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also listen to this show in its entirety, 20 minutes after the broadcast. I encourage you all, for those of you all that are just joining us from around the world, tonight's topic is, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? Our characters in tonight's story are Ursula and Tom. And Ursula's three teenage children. She has two boys, one age 14, one 16, and a 17-year-old daughter. All three of her kids are rude to her and to Tom. When Tom tries to discipline them, they tell him, you're not, they remind him constantly that he's not their father. And so after dating Ursula, whom we met online for a year and a half, they decided to get married. And now, 8 months into the marriage, they're considering divorce. Tom has moved out into his own apartment, because he says he cannot take it anymore with her rude children. Now, we want to hear from you all. And let me just go to the phone lines once again. Josh, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 863-412. Looks like Tampa. Welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have?
You have Dennis this evening.
Dennis, thank you for joining us. Dennis, give us your two cents on this. Dennis, this is a real serious issue here, because people are actually getting married and they got stepchildren, and the children live in the house, and these kids are rude. They're rude.
I listened to Mrs. Burke, and I wanted to give some advice to her stepchildren. don't mess with her.
No, it's okay. Bring it.
No, that's in your voice. I can hear the Your views. You demand respect, and
yes, I do.
So I can hear if they mess with you, you talk with your husband, because you had gotten to the point if they mess with you, you were going to mess with them, and that's what I heard in your voice.
Listen at you trying to know me.
Oh, it came out now. It came out.
I appreciate your honesty.
Stepchildren can get in the way. And mm-hmm. I dated somebody years ago that had three children. And mm-hmm. I let her know that I was a disciplinarian and they could not just rule the house with me or with her. So whatever they did, you know, they had to be respectful all the way around. They were young. No, they weren't teenagers yet. I taught school. And when I taught school, they had the teenagers that I taught had to have respect. You know, I would even ask a question, did you treat your mother or your father like this at home? And, you know, if they would say yes, you're not at home, so you're going to treat me better. If they said no, I said, well, then you treat me just like you would treat them, with respect.
Right. Dennis, I want to interrupt you just for a second. We got a number of calls coming in. We got a number of comments that have come into the studio. Dennis, and I want to say there's a difference between almost night and day when they're young and then when they're teenagers. I mean, that difference is almost night and day. But, Dennis, we're going to ask you to stand by. Josh, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some other calls. We go to 912-305. Who do we have on the air this evening? And welcome.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you, Rose. Rose, give us your take on this, if you would.
Okay, I'll be very real here. If it were me, I'm going to talk as if it's me. If I were in that situation where I have my kids and then remarry to someone and now we are all living together, I'm going to just say I don't want someone reprimanding my kids. If he's not the father, then he's going to have to go through me to discipline my child or my kids. Now, my kids will have to respect my husband. They don't have to like him. but they have to respect him. But he's not going to get permission to discipline my kids, where especially when it comes to whipping them or putting them on punishment. I think, you know, that needs to come from me. And it's the same way if I marry someone who has kids in the home, I think I'm going to need to go through him, you know, to punish those kids because I'm not their mom. And that's just how I feel.
Well, Rose, that's
and I agree with and I agree with her. I agree with her, Dr. Walker. I apologize for interrupting. I agree with you as far as, like, the punishment is concerned. But here's the difference between what would have been going on with Ms. Rose, like she said, in her house, and with Ursula. The problem with Ursula and Tom, though, is that her children are so disrespectful. They're not only disrespectful to her husband, Tom, but they're extremely disrespectful and rude to her. So she has no control over her own children, and that's why Tom is so frustrated. See, Ms. Rose just called in, and she's taking ownership and saying, you know what, listen, you all don't have to like my husband, but you will respect them. See the boundaries that she just put down, Dr. Walker? Ursula's not doing that.
Right.
And that's
right.
The problem.
Now, and Mrs. Burke, I see it a little different from you and Rose. I see it a little different. I agree with what you all are saying when it comes to the physical attribute of putting your hands on somebody else's kid. But when it comes to the discipline, if there cannot be discipline in that home, then the respect can perpetuate. Let me just ask Bob real quick. Bob, do you agree with that? That in this case, or like with Roseanne, that man shouldn't be able to discipline his stepchildren in that home?
Well, I think where I disagree, it depends on the age of the children. Okay. If the children
That's
are teenagers, I can't understand put placing your hands on them. But if the children are young, little kids, I think you should give me, both of us should share the disciplinary action in the house because I'm now becoming their father. When they're hurt, I'm the one that's going to be held responsible for their hurting, not their biological father. So I'm become that I took over the biological father responsibility, so I should be able to get that you know, that respect to discipline them as a father, right? Because if whenever they go and do anything out in the street, people not looking onto their biological father. They're looking onto me. I'm the man in the home. So I should be playing that fatherly role in the home. And that's how I see it.
Right. Now, I think that Rose makes a very valid point also in that, you know, you have to look at the family dynamics. And if that stepfather or the stepmother in the case, as Rose presented earlier, is one that, you know, maybe sometimes people don't always know how to present, and to discipline, you know, and that's a key factor. So to keep peace in the home, I think Tom basically could have just, you know, they could have, like you said earlier, Mrs. Burke, and Rose led to this as well. They could have had that conversation. Bob, you said it. They could have had that conversation and then decide, you know what, when it comes to discipline, you deal with your children. But I agree with you, Mrs. Burke, earlier with what you said. He should never have gone into that relationship from the first place knowing that those kids were rude because he set himself up doing that. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Let's take another call. Dennis, we're going to ask you to hold on, and we're going to take some of the comments that are coming in. Rose, we'll give you the first comment. Let's go to 205-908. Looks like we're going to Alabama on this one. Who do we have, and welcome?
Welcome. This is Jack. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's on the air. And I don't agree with any of you all. I think Tom did the right thing by bowing out. I think he bowed out gracefully because he's with a dysfunctional family and all, and the kids are really rude. So he did right and going about his business. But here's my take. Yeah. Here's my take, my true take. My question was basically, where's the biological father? Biological father, if he's actively involved, then what Rose said would be
he's
fine.
Nowhere in the picture. He's nowhere in the picture.
All right, he's nowhere on the planet. So now, when you marry me, it's a full package deal. It's a full package deal. You get me totally. You get me as the father. You get me as the disciplinarian. You get me the whole nine yards. So if I can't chastise your children, then we don't need to be together. Because first of all, you're not trusting me. Okay, we have to set, we're setting boundaries from the beginning. you telling me this is what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do, that's fine. But we've set those boundaries from the very beginning, and if you can't trust me to discipline, I'm not going to hurt your children, but if they're out of line, I'm going to put them in line. Even if it means that they have to, as the Bible says, spread a rod and spoil a child. So I do what I have to do to make sure that your children are in line. But I'm going to need your support. If I don't get your support, then it's not going to work. We're going to be back, back to square one. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And
us back to what we said earlier, though, is the fact that if these boundaries should have been set at the beginning, and that's how everything got so bad, is because
absolutely.
The boundaries were not set.
And I don't think we're all in disagreement with Tom, you know, moving out, getting his own apartment, because
right.
we should have, you know, and we said it, and we're in concert with this here, that Tom probably should have never gotten into that situation. Now, Jack and those of you all, we welcome everybody's views and opinions, and I'm not saying that I'm always right. And probably most times, all of us differ. But when it comes to, you know, spanking somebody else's kid, I wrestle with that. That's just not something I would want to do. Even if the kid is 3, 4, or 5 years old, I'd want that biological parent to do it. And then if they get to be 7 and 8, now they can pick up the phone and make life very difficult for you. Rose, let me put you back on, give you an opportunity to respond to what Jack said up here. And then we're going to come back to you. And our future guest is Mrs. Tanya Burke. Please hold.
Okay. I agree with Mrs. Burke about the boundaries. That is foremost. You have to set the boundaries. Now, everyone is different, and a couple, you know, this particular couple might decide that, you know what, you take full control of your stepkids. I trust you. Now, I'm talking about me now. When it comes to me, I'm not that person, okay? And a lot of females, a lot of mothers, get upset even when the biological father spanked the child, okay? They don't even want the biological father to spank or to, you know, the mothers tend to get bothered with that. Now, think of if it's not the biological father, that is going to probably put a monkey wrench in the marriage. When the mom gets home and the child is crying and the child is upset and the child say, Mr. So-and-so, or even she calls him dad, or whoop me, or told me I can't do this. That mom, even if that mom is saying, you know what, you deserve it because you shouldn't have done ABC, that mom is going to feel a little way because that's just mothers, a lot of mothers, and I'm one of those mothers, okay? So, you know what? Now, Tom, of course, is totally in the wrong. Well, they're both wrong. Ursula is also wrong. But Tom saw this before he even married her, okay? And if he knew that he could not tolerate that, he should have never proposed, okay? And now Ursula, she needs to control her kids. You know? If she had a handle on this, it wouldn't get that far because the kids would have respected Tom, whereas he wouldn't have to take this kind of action up and down.
You know, Jack, you're laughing, and we're going to come back to you in just a second. I mean, here it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Rose, I gotta put this out there. We're going to go to Bob in just a second as well. And Dennis, stand by. And some of you all, we may not be able to get to tonight. We're going to try our best. But let me ask you, Rose, how in the world could you get control of teenagers at this point, 14 to 16 and 17, when you kids are rude to her at this point? I do agree with you that I always say the children belong to the woman anyway. Daddies barely count. And then I agree with you, Rose, when there's a stepfather involved, that is going to be absolutely crazy. She might want to go in for the knife and stab him. You know, she come home with her child crying. Children belong to the mother. But Rose, speak to that issue, the issue of how in the world can Ursula get control of a 14, 16-year-old and a 17-year-old when they're just rude?
Okay. Now, I agree that this should have started from the child or the kids were young, okay? They always say it's easier to bend a tree when it's young, you know, before it sets in its way. So she should have done that from they were young. But listen, if that were my kids, if that were me, if I cannot discipline them and get them to change, then they don't need to be living with me. They don't, okay? If they live in my house, under my roof, then they're going to shape up, because if I have to whoop them, I will. Let them call 911, and then they can come and take them. It's as simple as that. Okay, if you can't abide by my rules, if you're going to be disrespectful to me, I'm the one that's feeding you and clothing you. I am giving you a roof, and you don't want to respect me, and then you're not respecting my husband. No, it's not going to work that way. So they won't do that.
Well, Rose, unfortunately, we live in America, and they be calling 911, and I know you will. Let's go to Bob real quick. Dennis, then we're going to come to you. Just please stand by.
I think there's something, there's a breakdown somewhere, though, in that family. Because if the children not respecting the mom, I mean, there's something is wrong somewhere along the line, right? It's either they're learning from she not being respecting her mom, or somewhere they're learning something, right? I don't think it's caused by her husband. You know, they're disrespecting her husband and disrespecting her. The disrespect was long there before she met Bob.
Tom,
you know, it was there long before he met Tom. And so I think they just need to let this marriage go. As far as I see, just let it slide and call it a day, you know, move on. And if she decides to bring somebody else in the family, what she needs to do is let those children go before she brings somebody back into her life. And that's the way I see it.
Bob, I think that's an interesting perspective. We're going to ask all of y'all to stand by. Let's go to Dennis real quick. Dennis, we're going to bring you back in. Dennis, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
All right, Dennis, give us your thoughts, and then we got to take some of these comments. They're sending me warning signs that we got to continue. Mrs. Burke, before we get off the air, they're telling me we need to do a part two on this show, and we can do it back-to-back and continue next week. Would you be available for next week?
Yes, sir.
All right, then we'll do
available.
That. All right, let's go to Dennis right quick. Dennis, give us your thoughts real quickly, because I got a massive number of comments that have come into the studio.
Okay, I wasn't able to say, but welcome back, Jack.
Thank you. Same to you.
I agree with Jack 100%. I'm sorry, I'm a disciplinarian, and things have to be a certain way. I could not, I would have a problem with dating Rose, because if her children were out of control and I couldn't say anything or do anything, I would lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the man in the story, he did the right thing and move out, but he should not have moved in from the beginning, because he should have established the rules and ground rules with his woman, his
Ursula.
Wife, Ursula. He should have established those rules ahead of time and let
mm-hmm.
him know, you know, I demand respect. I respect you. I respect them. And when they disrespect me, this needs to happen. If you can't
mm-hmm.
control them, then I'm going to react. And that's how I am with when I raise my children. You know, I establish that with their mother. You know, discipline has to be in place. I grew up with discipline. I worked in the school system. When you work in the school system and you have children with no discipline, you lose the control of your classroom.
That's right.
If you lose control of your home, who can live there? And that's why Bob moved out, or whatever his name is. That's why he moved out, because there was no control there.
Tom moved out. And that's right.
Tom,
and
Bob moved out.
I think most men would feel that way. If they're not respected in the home,
that's right.
You know, by
that's
that woman's
right.
children, by that woman, and that woman is not said that earlier. I think that, and I agree with you all. I believe Tom did the right thing by moving out. And I agree with what Bob said earlier, too, that he needs to just count his blessings and move on and thank God.
That's right. That's right.
That's how we mm-hmm. do that. We got to take some of the comments.
He signed a prenup.
But, you know,
he
8 months, it almost can be annulled, you know, in that short span of time. Let's take some of these comments.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Burke, as our featured guest, we're going to give you the first comment. Let's see. This male writes in, he says, without a doubt,
when it comes to conception called problems in a marriage relationship, yes, without a doubt, and he put an exclamation mark. Uh-huh. I think if you allow your stepchildren to cause problems in your marriage or relationship, it could be the fault of the biological parent. Mrs. Burton, is he on the borderline of being correct, the biological parent? So you're saying that Ursula is her fault?
It's both of their fault. I mean, like the our caller that called in. Everybody
right.
has to take some responsibility. I know I was talking about Bob. I just feel like Bob knew all of this because it had presented itself to him up front. Tom, I'm sorry.
Tom
saw all of this stuff, and I think that he just should have stopped. I understand what you said earlier when you said, but you know, he just loved her, and he loved her. I respect that. I respect that, but when something is staring you straight in the face and you choose to ignore it, then you got to take some responsibility for that. You got to take some responsibility. And then Ursula, too.
Ms. Burke, but let's go back. I got to go back just for a second. And you say you get that. You understand the love. Let me just go back to creation just for a second, if I may. And I believe that I can say this over the air ways. In the Garden of Eden, and I believe in the story of the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Do you believe in that story, Ms. Burke?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now, when Adam saw Eve, and I want all of you all listening to this, when Adam saw Eve, and he had never seen a creature that looked like Eve before, you know, he had been used to seeing animals and everything like that. But when he saw Eve, after waking up from that deep sleep, and now he realized this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and that woman ate, partook of that fruit, whatever it was, and then he followed through and took of that fruit. Could he actually help himself? You know, the love. But how do you explain that, Mrs. Burke?
That's why we in the – let me tell you how I explain it, Dr. Walker. That's why we in the mess we in right now. Because he couldn't pay attention. Exactly. There's no excuse for that. He had his pick of any – do you realize how big that garden was? He
yes.
could have had anything he wanted. God gave him that promise. He told him that. But no, he couldn't do that because he saw something or someone that didn't look like him, that didn't look like an animal. You got to acknowledge
every man on this planet, God gave him direct instruction. But every man on this planet, when you wake up and all you've been seeing is animals, and you see a creature that looks different from you, and I mean her beauty, her body. That man, I mean, Jack, come on, come in here, Jack. Jack, come on, Jack. Okay, I agree with that.
Help me out here. Doctor, help me out with Dr. Walker.
That's what he's left here
for
the ignorance. Okay, Jack, let me ask you, and then we're gonna go to Bob. Jack, do you think that you would have had the power? And none of us really know because we've never. There was no competition for him to go to another woman. It was only Eve. So, Jack, could you have had the power, you think?
I don't know
when it comes to me.
To let her go? To let her go and then just let the Lord take her and not be there and do the same thing that she did? No, I think all men, all real men, would have fallen prey to the same thing that Adam fell prey to. He was weak. He was very, very weak. And he allowed his wife to rule basically over him and all. And that's why he went and he ate of that forbidden fruit. You got to keep in mind now, Adam wasn't tempted. Eve was tempted. Adam,
right.
because of his love for her, he the one that went and sinned so much. And it was the curse was given to him because he was man, so he's the one that sinned. It wasn't because of Eve, but it was because of Adam and all. But now,
yeah, exactly.
And
I'm glad you said that.
That's correct. I still think that men are weak today. That's why I don't understand homosexuality. Because a real
right.
man wants a real lady. They don't want a because a man. You know, they want a real lady and all.
All right,
Joshua, so
that's another
weak.
Show.
He was just too
yeah.
That is another
yeah.
show. You're right.
We're going to get to that one, too. Jake, we're going to ask you to stand by. I know we're not going to be able to get to all the comments tonight because we're going to do a follow-up with a part two. Bob, just give us your take on that. Bob, let me just ask you this straight up. Do you think that you would have the willpower in the Garden of Eden when some creature looked this dynamic to you and you woke up after seeing animals, cows, horses, dogs, and pigs? And I mean, come on. You wouldn't have taken up that fruit? Oh, yes. Just, okay. Just like what Jack said, a real man would call for. I mean, you have to get up and see all these animals with four legs and saw one stand up in two legs like okay. you with his beautiful body.
That's right, brother. That's right. He couldn't help himself.
A real man, you know. That's how it is, man. You know, that's
right.
God made women to be attracted to men, right?
That's right.
And that's the reason why I can't see why a man was attracted to a man looking like himself, you know?
That's what that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Lord.
And see, mm-hmm. I think women, and Mrs. Burke, I have to call it out there, and I know we don't always necessarily agree, but we respect, mutually respect each other's thought. We're going to bring Rosie in just a second, because what starts to happen is women tend to, this is just my humble opinion now, I might be excited and present it, but women tend to defend Eve's actions to still turn around and blame Adam. But I know that's another show. Wait, give me your thought just before Ms. Burke does.
Me?
Okay, I don't think anybody's going to agree with me, but this is my thought. A real man with a trust in God, okay? If God put Eve there and she looks so beautiful in your eyes, imagine what else he can give to you.
My
so,
Lord,
you should have trusted God. He would have gave you somebody even better.
I'm with you, Rose. Yeah, I do agree with
would.
You.
I know you would agree with her, Miss Burke. I knew
yes,
you
I
all
do.
Would.
Because my sister. Yes, I do.
I knew
yes,
you
I
all
do.
Would. Because you can put 100 women on here, and
but,
99
but
of them are going to agree with that. You know.
Check it out.
That's my sister from another mother.
Check it out, though. Doc, check it out. I agree with what Rose said, too. That's how it should have been, but that's not how it was.
We know that.
But that's not how it was.
We know that.
Exactly. Dennis, let's bring
we
you in just
that.
A second. We're going to start to wrap it up. We got about 3 minutes left. Dennis, give us your take. Help us make some sense out of it. Dennis, were you strong enough to walk away?
Okay.
I'm a real man.
Okay.
Yes, I would have walked right to that woman.
It's true.
Just for clarity purposes, I just need to make sure which woman you walk into. Are you walking to Ursula or to Eve?
Oh, Eve.
Oh, Eve.
Checking. I'm just checking.
Now what I think happened with the man going to Ursula is Tom. I think there was a matter of lust there. He wasn't in so much in love as he was in lust, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to Adam. Eve had put it on him, and you know she was sweet to him, and you know she said, "Yeah, baby, taste this. It's good.
Put it on."
Lord have mercy. That's what happened. She put it on.
Put it on it.
I'm
going
to have to go back
and
read that chapter because I don't remember that being in there. I'm going to have to read the book of Genesis because I don't remember that.
Just like you put it on your husband.
Now, wait a minute now. I'm going to leave that alone.
Wait,
I'm going to leave that alone.
Are you denying that? Are you denying that? Are you denying that? You know your husband loves you, and you love your husband, and you're going to take care of your husband.
Let me tell you something. Do you remember the Iran-Contra scandal with Oliver North,
yes.
General Oliver North? When they asked him a question, he always looked like he was getting ready to really give you an answer. And what was he always saying?
I do not recall.
I do not recall.
I do not recall. We're out of time. We're just going to get a quick synopsis on you all. And Mrs. Burke, as our future guest, we're going to give you a final comment. Let's start with Dennis. Let's give you just 15 seconds or less. Dennis, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship? Your final analysis on that until part two.
Yes, they can. And if you don't establish ground rules at the beginning, it will every time.
All right, let's switch over to Jack, and then we'll go to Bob. Jack, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship?
Without a doubt. But an effective teacher,
don't discipline a classroom, they manage a classroom. So Ursula and Tom should have been able to manage what was going on inside with those children and all.
Okay. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship?
Yes, I agree with that. Two persons, it definitely can. And so, you know, I think just like this is what the lady said, you know, you have to set the foundation, right, Mr. Berg said, set up a ground rule at the beginning. And if both parties can agree to those ground rules, just call it a day and move on. Ms. Berg, we give you the final word. Could stepchildren cause problems in a marriage or relationship?
You forgot Rose.
Let me just say.
Okay. Rose has left us for now. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll speak for Rose since she's my sister from another mother. She seems to agree with everything that we're saying. Let me just say this. I am like everybody. You want to be with the person that you're married to because you love them. And I think that when you're married and you have stepchildren, you just need to do the groundwork. Don't punk out. Don't be a punk. Have the conversations at the beginning. Yes, stepchildren can cause issues in marriages and even relationships, but I do believe that if you do the groundwork first, be honest about what you're looking at, you know, stop throwing caution to the wind, be honest for what, you know, for what is being presented in front of you, and have a conversation. And we did a talk show on this. Why do people find it difficult to be honest? You need to be honest.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can make your marriage work. It doesn't always have to end in divorce.
Right. That is absolutely correct. And that's what Bob said at the top of the hour earlier. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. I want to go ahead and thank my co-host, Joshua Jackson. He had to leave us because of the technical difficulty on his end. He did send me a note to that effect. And I want to especially thank my teacher guest this evening, Ms. Tanya Burt, who will join us again live next Tuesday for the Dr. Radish Walk Show for part two of Could Stepchildren Cause Problems in a Marriage Relationship? We're out of time, and I thank all of you, all of my callers, Bob, Jack, Rose, Dennis, those of you all that we were able to get to tonight, and those of you all that we weren't able to get to, we do apologize. Keep listening. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. If you choose to bypass this Friday, join us once again live here next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.